A sea of red could be seen traveling down Hespler Road on Thursday morning for the 36th annual law enforcement torch run. Athletes, members of the police service and supporters laced up their running shoes and hit the streets to raise awareness and funds for Special Olympics Ontario. Several different routes were traveled across Waterloo region by various groups, with over 30 kilometers being covered. A barbecue for participants capped off the day at the WRPS headquarters. Derek Spence, manager of the law enforcement torch run, is a retired police officer who knows firsthand how beneficial the runs are to both the athletes and the service. For the athletes to have the support of the law enforcement community, it's been an invaluable relationship, Spence said. The funds help pay for field use, travel expenses and equipment. Without that money, none of this would exist. While the money is critical to the operation and sustainability of Special Olympics Ontario, the partnership represents much more than that to all those involved. The benefits you get as a police officer being around Special Olympians and their families, it restores your faith in the good in people, he said. As a retired police officer who has participated, I can say it's amazing for both sides. As the runners trekked across the region, Spence hopes the community took some time to learn more about what Special Olympics is. These community runs aren't so much about the money raised, it's more about awareness, he said. Hopefully, when people had to slow down as runners made their way down the road, it promoted awareness. It was a great turnout. Founded in 1981, the Law Enforcement Torch Run is the largest annual fundraiser for Special Olympics worldwide and is supported by the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police. To date, $1 billion has been raised. In Ontario alone, the total has surpassed $46 million since the run came to the province in 1987, with $1.95 million being raised in 2022. For more information on Special Olympics Ontario, visit SpecialOlympicsOntario.com.